Now, you're familiar with the words, you know, the priest says every Mass and you reply to it. He says, "Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God." And you pray, "Well, may the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, but my sacrifice and yours." You know, that happens at the time of Mass. We call these days the preparation of the gifts, the preparation of the altar and the gifts for the sacrifice. You know, years ago it used to be called the offertory. Sometimes people still do, and that's all right. Sometimes people can kind of look at that, you know, as sort of an in-between. You've had the liturgy of the Word, and getting ready for the liturgy of the Eucharist. But that's an important part of Mass, a very important part, because that's when you prepare to make your sacrifice. You know, the priest makes a sacrifice, and so do you. Now, the priest, you know, makes what you call the ritual sacrifice. I mean, I've got the missal up here, and I follow the rite, the ritual, to make the sacrifice. The church gives us that ritual for. But, you know, your sacrifice, you know, said my sacrifice and yours. Your sacrifice, you know, is what we call the spiritual sacrifice. What is that? What are you offering? It's like St. Paul said in the letter to the Romans. He says, offer your souls and bodies as a sacrifice acceptable to God. Your soul and your bodies, that's who you are. That's what you are. That's what we are, is a soul and a body. That's making a gift of your whole self as best you can to God. That's the gift, offering, sacrifice. Now often, you know, the prayers at that time when we're preparing the altar talk about the holy exchange of gifts. You're making a gift of your life at this altar. That's what altars are for. Altars are places where life is offered as a gift and from which life is received as a gift. So you're giving your life. And, the priest, of course, he's offering the ritual sacrifice, but we better be offering ourselves too, along with you. That'd be kind of bad of me if I made you do it, but I wouldn't give a gift of myself too. We all do that. Make that spiritual sacrifice while the ritual sacrifice is going on. The offering of the bread and wine, which you bring. The gifts have to be brought to the altar. And there's a small procession, usually kind of representative people, sometimes adults, sometimes children, that bring the bread and wine to the altar. You know, but in other places and other times, they've done it differently. Back in the early centuries of the church, everybody came to give a gift. They didn't take up the collection. You came walking down to the altar to put your gift at the altar. In early days, not many people had money. If you had some wine at home, you'd brought a little bit. If you had made some bread, you'd bring some of that. Everybody bringing a little bit of what they had, and there was enough for everybody. But everybody made the sacrifice together. I wish you could have... some of you were, but if everybody could have been here last Thursday, I think it was. Father Bijou, you know, showed a great many pictures and videos of his work in Africa, in Kenya, for like 17 years. And he showed how over there, you know, that preparation of the gifts, that offertory time, how long does it last here? About 5 minutes? He says over there it lasts 20 minutes. But everybody comes. They come sort of dancing up the aisle, and they have what they are going to bring as a gift, an offering. Not many people there have money. If they do, it's small coins, and they might bring some of that. But otherwise, they bring things that they have produced or made They might bring some garden vegetables and fruits as a gift. They work long and hard in the tropical sun and the heat of the day, hoeing and weeding and harvesting. It's taken a lot of their time and effort and energy. And they bring some of that as a gift to God for the school that's there and the sisters that are there and for the priest so he can eat too. They bring what they have to God. Father Beecher said the first time they ever brought a live chicken down the aisle, he had to take it. He didn't know what he was going to do with that chicken. But that's what they had to give. And they offered it as a gift to God and to the church. Now, that's what we call the holy exchange of gifts. You give a gift that's symbolic of your offering, your soul and body. Now, you can't climb up on the altar and offer yourself as a sacrifice here, but you bring the bread and wine, and before that's the body and blood of Jesus. You know, it's a symbol of your body and your blood, your time, your talent, your treasure that you bring. And then those gifts are accepted by God. The priest accepts them in behalf of Christ. And then, you know, and you can think that you've come down the aisle to offer your gift. And then God takes that gift and transforms it into the life of Jesus. And then you come back in another procession to receive the gift. And you receive the gift, the offering, the sacrifice that Jesus has made. Now His offering, you know, we say is full, perfect, all-sufficient, the one sacrifice, because He offered it all. We can only offer part of what we have, but when we offer it all together, it's enough. And God gives us all that Jesus is. That's the holy exchange of gifts that happens at every Mass. And, you know, it's an exercise of your priesthood. Yes, your priesthood when you offer your life to Christ. Now, the priest, who's called the ministerial priest, that means the servant priest, offers the ritual sacrifice. But you, as a member of the priesthood of the holy, baptized, faithful people of God, you exercise that priesthood when you offer your life, your soul, your body, your blood, all that you, as much as you can offer to Christ. That's all of what we call the preparation of gifts and or the offertory. And you know, it often involves taking up the collection, or used to. Remember when they took up the collection? Yeah. Well, you know, that's important. That's not just seeing how much money the parish can get from you. It's a way of participating fully and actively and conscious in the worship of offering what we have to Christ. Now, we suspended that during the pandemic, during the time of the pestilence. But that doesn't mean it's unimportant. You know, while the offering is going on, we don't just sit there like bumps on a log. We Catholics, you know, believe in getting fully and actively and consciously in participation in our worship. That's why when you take up the collection and pass the baskets, you are fully, consciously, and actively handing it off to each other, your brothers and sisters, so they can make their offering too. So it's really, it's quite important. It's an important symbol. So we're going to start it back again next week. We're going to take up the collection. But then the boxes in the back that you could stuff a dollar bill or two in there. But we really do need to take it up. Now, this is not in going to hinder or prejudice the people who participate in the We Share automatic withdrawal online giving. We're not going to prejudice that. That'll continue to go, and I do it that way myself. But there needs to be something in our worship of actively making that offering. So we're going to help you do that by starting to pass the baskets again as we make that holy exchange of gifts. Now, you know how that happens. I should have brought my blue box. But it happens like this, you know. We know that on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. I don't know if it looked like this, but it says that he blessed it and broke it and gave it. He said, "This is my body. Take it. It's for you. This is my body. This is all of who I am. A body and soul, humanity and divinity." You know, you old timers out of the catechism, you know the drill. This is for you, all for you. This is all my mercy, not a little bit of it, but the eternal, unlimited quantity. This is for you. All my love that was offered, given, sacrificed on the cross, all of it, down to the last breath. Here it is. Take it. This is for you. Now, and then we make an offering. It might be not all we've got, but some of what we got. Because, you know, this is my body in a symbolic kind of way. Now, the bread really was Jesus' body, but this is kind of a symbol. It represents a little bit of who I am, not all of who I am, but a little bit. Though it doesn't have my picture, it's got Alexander Hamilton's picture on it. But this $10 bill represents part of my time that I've spent giving my time and energy and talents. And, if you make the minimum wage in Kentucky, which I looked it up yesterday, is like $7.25 an hour. If you make minimum wage, then this represents about an hour and 20 minutes of your life. You make minimum wage, you make one of these about every hour and 20 minutes. So at the end of the day, you might have gotten about six of them. Now, if you make more than that, it represents a little less of your time. If you make a whole lot of money, if you make a lot, you might get one of these every 5 minutes or 2.5 minutes. It would represent that much of your life. It's representative. You know, it represents the time we've spent. It represents the energy we have to earn and produce and do good and participate in the dignity of work. It represents, when you put it in the basket, a little bit of your love for God. Maybe you love God a little more than that, but represents a little bit of it, doesn't it? And you bring it to the altar, this place where life is offered as a gift, and from which life is received as a gift. You bring a little bit of your life as an offering to God. Now, you can't bring it all. I mean, you got to feed your family, and you got to pay the rent, and such as that. But just as a little bit to say thanks, to make Eucharist. And we all giving what we can and what we've got. There's enough for everybody. And not the body of Christ and the blood of Christ to feed us all. That's the sacrifice. Christ for you, you for Christ. And we do it at the altar, this place where life is offered as a gift and from which life is received as a gift. So pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours, me, who I am, what I've got, you, your time, your talent, your treasure, your blood, sweat, and tears that you offer to God, pray that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.